Your words create their world, but you speak, so to speak, to them, not only with your words, but also with your actions. So the way you touch them, the way you move your hands, your body language, you can consider that part of speech too. That's their kids or babies are reading that as strongly and as hard as they're reading what you say. I mean, just like any relationship. The words aren't what the kid is registering. They're hearing your tone of voice and they're hearing your body language. So it's one of the hardest things is to be mindful of how do we sound and how do we present ourselves. And an interesting thing with tone of voice is that you can hear the cavity that you're speaking from, right? So you guys all have had the experience, and there's little drills we can do on it. Like if you make your lungs really small and breathe out and say no, no, you know, or make your lungs really big and breathe in. You don't even have to say no, right? You're inhabiting that presence that you've created, and your tone of voice is going to reflect the confidence in your body language, the slowness that you're doing. Of this psychological back and forth with our kids and not realize it, like we're big and we're strong and we're smart and they're like little babies. I weigh 205, right? You know, you weigh like 30. And when we can feel that and we have that confidence coloring us, right? And that comes in our tone of voice and that comes in our body language, and we're kind of taking our time because we're in charge, it's more comfortable for them and we're going to get our way and it's good for their development and there's going to be peace in the kingdom. With respectful communication, kind of creating confidence and self-respect, because in effect, you're saying, you know what? I see you, which you do, right? I see you as capable. I know you can make your own choices. I trust you. And that goes both ways, because they can say, you know what? My parent is capable. My parent is trustworthy. I can trust my parent.
Hello, Daddy. I'm okay.